This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How chronic pain or disability shapes body language interpretation. Why the signals you read may mean something entirely different than you think. In short, body language interpretation assumes a physical baseline that chronic pain and disability can permanently alter. Before you read someone's posture as closed, their eye contact as evasive, or their stillness as disengaged, you need to ask whether their body is telling you about their emotional state or simply managing pain. Involuntary physical responses, including muscle guarding, fatigue posture, and limited movement, mimic signals of hostility, boredom, or deception. Standard body language rules were built around people with full, pain-free physical function. Accurate reading requires knowing a person's baseline before drawing any conclusions. Definition: body language interpretation is the practice of reading physical signals, including posture, gesture, facial expression, and eye contact, to understand someone's emotional state or intent. When chronic pain or disability shapes these signals involuntarily, standard interpretive frameworks produce unreliable and sometimes damaging conclusions. I watched a manager lose his best analyst over a performance review that should never have happened. He read her slumped posture and minimal eye contact as indifference. He told her, in careful professional language, that her attitude during meetings had been noticed. She resigned 2 weeks later. What he did not know was that she had been managing fibromyalgia for 3 years. Her posture was not indifference. It was exhaustion after a flare-up. Body language interpretation failed both of them, and no one caught it in time. This article is about learning to catch it before the damage is done. Why standard body language rules break down here? Most of what we know about reading physical signals assumes a body that works without interference. The frameworks were built around people who can hold eye contact comfortably, sit upright without cost, gesture freely, and whose facial expressions track reliably with their internal state. Chronic pain and disability disrupt every one of those assumptions. A person managing significant lower back pain cannot hold an upright posture without active effort and often real discomfort. A person with a neurological condition may have facial expressions that do not correspond to their emotional experience at all. Someone with chronic fatigue syndrome may sit completely still, not because they are bored, but because unnecessary movement carries a genuine physical cost. The problem is that the signals produced by pain management look almost identical to the signals we associate with disengagement, defensiveness, or dishonesty. If you do not know to look for this, you will read the wrong message every time. 6 ways pain and disability distort the signals you're reading. 1. Postural collapse that reads as disrespect. What it looks like: the person leans heavily to one side, slumps forward, rests their head on their hand, or cannot maintain an upright seated position for more than a few minutes. Why it happens: conditions including chronic back pain, hypermobile joints, fibromyalgia, and muscular dystrophy make sustained upright posture genuinely painful or physically impossible. The body finds the position of least pain and stays there. Why it matters: in standard body language interpretation, this posture signals boredom, contempt, or a lack of investment in the conversation. Managers read it as disrespect. Interviewers mark it as low confidence. Neither conclusion is accurate. What to do: before you interpret postural signals, establish a baseline. Notice how this person normally sits in low-stakes moments. If their posture is consistent across contexts, it is physical, not emotional. This is one I have made myself. I once read a colleague's constant leaning as dismissal. It took months before I learned he had a spinal condition. I'd managed him wrongly for almost a year. 2. Restricted eye contact that mimics evasion. What it looks like: the person looks away frequently, focuses on a fixed point nearby, or avoid direct eye contact for extended periods. Why it happens: photosensitivity, certain neurological conditions, migraine, and anxiety disorders rooted in physical health can all make sustained eye contact uncomfortable or disorienting. Some conditions that affect sensory processing make direct gaze genuinely overwhelming. Why it matters: in most body language frameworks, limited eye contact signals deception, low confidence, or discomfort with the conversation's content. During nonverbal communication in tense situations, this misread can escalate conflict rapidly. What to do: never treat eye contact as a standalone signal. Read it alongside other cues, and weight the verbal content of what the person is saying more heavily than their gaze pattern. 3. Muscle guarding that looks like defensiveness. What it looks like: the person's arms cross tightly, their shoulders pull inward, their jaw tightens, or their entire upper body appears to close off. This happens even when the conversation is not confrontational. Why it happens: muscle guarding is an involuntary neurological response to pain. The body protects the area under stress by tensing the surrounding muscles. It is not a chosen posture. It is a survival mechanism. Why it matters: crossed arms and a closed chest are among the most commonly cited signals of defensiveness or resistance in body language literature. When you see this in a team member during feedback, you may assume they are rejecting what you're saying. They may simply be in pain. Learning how the SBI method reduces tension when giving corrective feedback matters less if you're misreading the physical response in front of you. What to do: watch for the pattern over time. If the closed posture appears regardless of the conversation's topic or tone, it is almost certainly physical in origin. 4. Flat effect that signals hidden emotion. What it looks like: the person's face shows very little expression. Their tone is even. The responses seem emotionally muted even when the subject warrants a stronger reaction. Why it happens: certain medications used for chronic pain, including opioids, anticonvulsants, and some antidepressants, reduce facial expressiveness as a side effect. Conditions like Parkinson's disease create facial rigidity. Chronic fatigue can simply leave a person with no physical reserve for expressive movement. Why it matters: this is the counterintuitive one. We tend to look for suppressed emotion behind a flat face, assuming the person is hiding something or withholding engagement. In fact, the emotional experience may be rich and genuine. The face is simply not reporting it accurately. What to do? Ask rather than assume. Direct, open questions about what someone thinks or feels will give you far more reliable information than reading a face that may not have full freedom of expression. 5. Involuntary movement that reads as agitation or deception. What it looks like: the person shifts repeatedly, touches their face or neck, taps a foot, or makes more repetitive movements throughout the conversation. Why it happens: chronic pain requires constant micro-adjustments to stay comfortable. Neurological conditions including Parkinson's, essential tremor, and certain medication side effects produce involuntary movement that the person cannot control and may not even be aware of. Why it matters: repetitive self-touching, shifting, and fidgeting are frequently cited in body language literature as signs of anxiety, deception, or concealment. During a difficult conversation, this misread can cause you to press harder for information that is not being hidden at all. For guidance on reading the room during high-stakes conversations, see how to handle conflict during meetings. What to do: treat movement as a signal only if it appears specifically in response to certain questions or topics, not if it is constant throughout the interaction. 6. Stillness that reads as shutting down. What it looks like: the person barely moves. They do not gesture. They hold a single position for the entire conversation and offer minimal physical response even to emotional content. Why it happens: for people managing conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome or multiple sclerosis, unnecessary physical movement has a genuine cost. Conserving energy is not passive disengagement. It is active management of a limited physical resource. Why it matters: we associate animation, gesture, and physical responsiveness with engagement and presence. A person who sits very still can seem absent or checked out. In team settings, this can lead to them being overlooked or, worse, assumed to have nothing to contribute. This directly affects how to ensure every participant gets heard in practice. What to do? Separate physical stillness from mental absence. Engage them verbally. Their words will tell you whether they are present. The root behind these misreadings: every item above is a symptom of the same underlying problem. Standard body language interpretation was built on the assumption that physical signals are voluntary expressions of psychological states. They are not. Not always. In a body managing chronic pain or disability, many physical signals are involuntary responses to a medical reality that has nothing to do with the conversation happening in the room. When you assume the body is reporting the mind accurately, you will misread anyone whose body is primarily reporting pain. This is the root of the problem. The signals are real. The interpretation is wrong. This matters beyond individual misreadings. It shapes how you manage people, whether voices get heard, and how conflict is handled. If you are leading a neurodivergent or physically diverse team, read team synergy tips for managers leading neurodivergent team members alongside this material. the principles reinforce each other directly. A simple test you can apply before drawing conclusions. Use this checklist before you interpret any physical signal as emotionally or psychologically meaningful. Answer yes or no to each item. Do I know this person's physical baseline across multiple low stakes settings? Has their posture or movement pattern changed significantly from that baseline during this specific conversation? Is the signal I'm reading consistent with the verbal content they are sharing? Have I considered whether this signal appears regardless of topic or emotional context? Am I reading a cluster of signals or relying on a single cue? Have I had any direct conversation with this person about their communication needs? Scoring. If you answered yes to four or more questions, you are reading carefully and your interpretation carries some weight. If you answered yes to fewer than three, your reading is based on assumption, not evidence. Hold your conclusion loosely and gather more information before acting on it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to start if you want to read people more accurately? The first move is not a technique. It is a conversation. Ask the people you work with closely whether there is anything about how they communicate physically that you should understand. Most people with chronic conditions have thought deeply about how their body appears to others. They will tell you, if you ask with genuine respect rather than clinical curiosity. From there, build the habit of establishing a physical baseline before you interpret. Watch how people carry themselves when the stakes are low. That is your reference point. Any departure from it, during a specific conversation or after a particular question, is far more meaningful than comparing their signals to a generic body language standard that was never designed with their body in mind. This is the kind of awareness that changes how you read a room. It is also what protects you from doing what the manager did to his analyst, drawing a conclusion with real consequences from signals that were never about what he thought they were. Better body language interpretation starts with the humility to know when your framework has limits. Frequently asked questions. What is body language interpretation? Body language interpretation is the process of reading physical signals, including posture, gesture, eye contact, and facial expression, to understand what someone is communicating beyond their words. When chronic pain or disability is present, these signals often carry different meanings than standard frameworks suggest. How does chronic pain affect body language signals? Chronic pain alters posture, limits movement, changes facial expression, and disrupts eye contact in ways that are involuntary. What reads as hostility, boredom, or deception in standard body language interpretation is often a pain management response, not an emotional signal. Can disability cause someone to appear disengaged in a conversation? Yes, conditions that affect energy, movement, or sensory processing can produce postures and expressions that look like disengagement or disinterest. Accurate body language interpretation requires knowing someone's physical baseline before drawing conclusions about their emotional state. How do I read body language more accurately when someone has a chronic condition? Establish the person's physical baseline first. Notice what their resting posture, default expression, and movement patterns look like outside of high-pressure moments. Any significant change from the baseline is more meaningful than comparing their signals to a generic body language standard. Why does chronic pain sometimes make people look defensive or closed off? Muscle guarding is an involuntary physical response to pain. The body tightens, the shoulders pull inward, and the posture closes up to protect the area under stress. This mirrors the defensive body language associated with discomfort or resistance, but the cause is entirely physical. Is it possible to misread someone as dishonest because of a disability? Yes, and this is one of the most serious risks in body language interpretation. Limited eye contact, facial asymmetry, involuntary movement, and flat effect are all associated with certain conditions and medications, yet they are also traditional markers of deception in standard body language frameworks. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.